Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tom and Denise, family, friends like Connie, members of our Savior, may the good news of the Easter season, of the resurrection of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life, may it bring you every consolation and comfort, and may it provide to you a great hope as you grieve the death of Serena. I first met Serena as a shut-in. That is, of course, someone who is a Christian and a member of our congregation who couldn't make it to church, not by some sinful choice, but because of her health and maybe situation in life. Serena would take the visits that we made to her to be a time of talking about the wonderful things that God had done for her throughout her life, including surrounding her with beautiful scenery, beautiful creation that she then would like to paint, by then also giving her a loving family who lived right there with her, who she could then help, and that she could provide for as well if she wanted, and that a church then that she could support and gladly be a part of the family. She had always known hard work, and she valued helping others, providing for them especially, caring especially for her own niece and goddaughter. But when Christ made her a Christian through his word, those things took on a whole different perspective. Her service and her work for the good of those around her, whether it's talking about family or people that would rent her properties, it was given new meaning. Not only was it service to those people, the people she loved and wanted to provide for and care for on her own way, but also then now it became service towards her God, the God who had saved her. Now, this God was not a generic God in any sense. Serena knew Jesus and spoke of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God the Father. Because the Holy Spirit had been given to her, she knew Jesus Christ was the way, the only way, the only truth, and the life, the only life. She read and heard his word. She believed it. She trusted in it. Not only in those eternal perspective things, but also in that beautiful day-to-day sense. As she would read a verse each day. She never refused the gift of the Lord's Supper, but cherished receiving it even just a few days before our Lord took her home. She saw the miracles that the work of Jesus could do, whether she understood them always or not. She understood the beauty of forgiveness. Forgiveness from Christ, and of course forgiveness that we offer to each other as Christians in reconciliation. That Christ himself brings us peace and hope in the face of this world's chaos and despair. That this hope and this peace and this reconciliation was the work of Christ for her and for the people around her. That means you as well. You see, the peace of God, the hope that we have in Christ, and the reconciliation that we have with the Father, which Christ earned by his atoning sacrifice, is peace and hope and reconciliation for all eternity. But it's also peace, hope, and reconciliation for each and every day of our life here on earth. It lasts through trials and through suffering. It lasts through struggles and fights. It is a peace and a hope and a reconciliation that Christians possess by having faith in Jesus. That these things are deeper than just the feeling of them as well. They are timeless. And it stabilizes us. It makes us sure for these changing, these temporary times. This is why Christ Jesus starts off the gospel lesson saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Because Jesus did as he said. He has gone back to the Father through the cross. And by that same cross, he has prepared a place for Serena and for you. That no matter what struggles or crosses or changes or sufferings might come in this life, the way is set through him, through Christ. The truth of how God saves sinners is found in the Word of God, the saving work of Christ Jesus to earn your forgiveness, and how you possess that forgiveness of sins when you believe in him. And the life, real life, not just some plastic or fake life lived in the selfishness that we have here on this earth, but a life that is lived here on this earth, serving others, because your life in eternity is already squarely and firmly established by the finished work of Jesus. That because everything is provided to you by the one true God of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you can share and you can provide for others. It is a beautiful picture of life that is found in Christ's own life. And yes, like Christ's own life, there will be crosses and trials. But there is also heaven, because the Son of God prepared a place and made the way, a way of mercy and grace, a way of forgiveness. That's the place that Serena now knows. Christ prepared it for her long ago. He has done the same for you long ago. So that in when it is your time and Christ Jesus returns to take you to be with him, a time determined by the hidden will of God and no other, that God himself, Christ Jesus, says he will come and take you to be there. That Jesus has made the way and he's put you in it. This then seasons, it filters all of our grief and it gives us a joy underneath all of it. It makes us then able to endure all hardship, or as St. Paul calls them, momentary afflictions. It makes us endure those things with hope for what is yet to come. The glory to be revealed, an eternal weight of glory that is beyond all comparison. That's the thing. Serena hoped in things that she could not imagine. The peace of God that surpasses human imagination, the glory of heaven, and so forth does as well. That's what awaits all who believe and are baptized. Salvation, eternity, life forever. A life where even 99 years on this earth will be but a vapor in comparison. Jesus Christ be praised. For he did that for Serena and for what he has done and continues to do for each one of us every day. May this faithful Savior bring you comfort today and each and every day as we await the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Christ. That he will come again indeed and take you to be with himself, and that there, where he is, there you will be also. Along with all those who have believed before us, but chiefly and mostly, the greatness of heaven will be that Jesus will be there. Our Savior will be there. Serena's Savior will be there. In the name of Jesus, Amen.